Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled Summary of Israel's Feast Calendar. There are seven major feasts on the religious calendar of Israel, and as such, they reflect God's prophetic dealings with Israel in conjunction with their Messiah. Christ's first coming, related to the spring feast, Passover, his sacrificial death, unleavened bread, sinlessness, first fruits, resurrection. And then we have the single summer feast, and that is Pentecost, which represents the church age, the period of interlude, and then Christ's second coming, the fall feasts, the feast of trumpets, call to assembly, judgment, and then atonement, the day of atonement, repentance. And then the Feast of Tabernacles, representing kingdom rest. The feasts of Israel really are an overview of God's redemptive program, as seen in Leviticus 23. Christ's first coming, again, seen in the spring feast. Passover represents salvation. Number two, the unleavened bread. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, representing holiness. The Feast of First Fruits, Resurrection. 50 days later, the Summer Feast. That's the Feast of Pentecost. It's really unidentified with any specific occasion. And it represents the institution of the church, which was hidden in the Old Testament. There's two loaves involved. Two loaves offered typify Jews and Gentiles. Leaven is present, which typifies sin. Again, leaven present typifies expanding influence as well. And then we have Christ's second coming in the fall feast. Trumpets, a call to assembly, call to alarm, involving Israel and the nations. And then atonement, a repentance, and tabernacles, the idea of dwelling. Well, just as sure as the cluster of feasts related to Christ's first coming have been fulfilled, so equally as sure will be those related to his second coming. In the feast, God has given us a general prophetic outline of redemptive history. It's all right there in Leviticus 23. And who says Leviticus is boring? The feasts largely revolve around the harvest times in Israel in the spring, early summer, and fall. The feasts largely emphasize thanksgiving for God's provision. Indeed, God's people have much for which we should constantly be thankful. The Feast of Tabernacles is also called the Feast of Ingathering. In the final form of the kingdom, God will have gathered all his children, and they will forever rejoice in God's provision and blessing. We will forever tabernacle with God, and he with us. We read in Revelation 21:3, "And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God." And so we pray, as seen in Matthew 6:10 and Revelation 22:20, "Your kingdom come, your will be done. Even so come, Lord Jesus." This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.